For nearly a year, Mexican immigrants have been flocking to their country's consulates in the United States to get an updated national ID card. Thanks to aggressive lobbying by the Mexican government, the ID increasingly is being recognized by banks, local police, and other public agencies. And the card is especially useful to illegal immigrants who can access services they could not access before. Critics say the card sanctions the presence of those illegals. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
13 states already accept Mexico's matricula consular as ID when applying for a driver's license, and similar legislation has just been introduced in Texas. For 32-year-old Juan, a hotel banquet server in San Antonio, this would mean no less than personal dignity. I have family members who are here legally, he says, and I have to rely on them to drive me back and forth to work. Juan says he finds this humiliating and looks forward to, as he puts it, coming out of the shadows and getting his own license. His consular ID has already allowed him to open a bank account. This means Juan can send money to family in Mexico without the hassle and high fees of wiring it. Across the U.S., hundreds of city councils and local law enforcement agencies now recognize the Mexican consular ID. Last year, the Mexican government issued the card to about 1 million immigrants. Carlos Felix of the Mexican embassy says 9/11 prompted the flurry. Photo IDs are now required for more things, like boarding a plane or entering a federal building. And Felix says the IDs also benefit police, responding to, say, an accident or domestic abuse.
It's much better for the local authorities to know the identity of the people involved in those situations, and also to contact the consulate in the case that they may need to do that.
But in the last few months, a counter-lobbying effort has made gains. At a press conference in Washington, immigration analyst Marty Dinnerstein accused the Mexican government of staging a kind of stealth amnesty for immigrants.
In an audacious political maneuver, Mexico decided to turn the matricula into a vehicle to achieve quasi-legal status for its undocumented population.
Craig Nelson takes the argument further. He's with a group called Friends of Immigration Law Enforcement, and he contends that accepting the Mexican ID cards violates federal law, specifically Section 274 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which says one must not aid or abet illegal entry to or residence in the U.S.
We think it is fairly obvious to most people that if a bank opens a bank account for an illegal alien, or a city provides, say, subsidized housing to an illegal alien, the bank or the city is encouraging that person to remain illegally in the United States.
Nelson's group has been mass mailing letters to banks and local officials, hoping to prompt a lawsuit to test its legal claim. Both Nelson and Dinnerstein also express concern over the security of Mexican IDs. Despite new safeguards against counterfeiting, immigration officials say they've seized several fake cards. Citing such security concerns, New York recently became the latest of several states to refuse to recognize the Mexican ID cards. Last week, the General Services Administration suspended recognition. The GSA regulates federal buildings. And this week, Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo announced legislation aimed at a broader ban. The bill would require anyone applying for federal benefits to present a U.S.-issued ID, and it would give law enforcement authority to verify that the document was valid. Joseph Berra is a lawyer with the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF. The group is fighting for acceptance of the consular IDs.
It's unrealistic to think that this is going to enhance our security in some way. And it's unrealistic to turn everybody into watchdogs and try to identify and deport over 8 million workers who are part of our communities and part of our society.
Berra says bank officers and local officials have no business acting as immigration officers. Opponents of the Mexican ID contend they should in the name of national security. It's a debate playing out across the country every time a Mexican immigrant presents his new ID for inspection. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.